And it's time now for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and Milbank, South Dakota. John's not in the studio with us today.
No, I have Jennifer with me today.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Nice to see your sweet smiling face.
Somebody walked in this morning and said that to her.
It was yesterday. Walked in and said, hello, smiley.
That was yesterday. Well, that's great. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Always a happy place. So, well, thanks for coming to the studio with Teresa, Jen. Jen Nyflot, we should introduce her to our listeners.
Yes. So. Yeah, she's been on before.
Yep.
Yep. She answers the phone, so if you call, you'll hear her happy voice.
And if you have a computer question, she's more than happy to...
Absolutely. Either right? Answer it or direct you to the right person.
I would just... If it was me, I'd just direct you to the right person. I'm not very good with computer questions. So anyway, Teresa, what do we got today?
Well, there I read this article, Paul, and it says, meet Amelia, the computer that's after your job. And it's new AI technology.
New AI technology.
Yes. Artificial intelligence.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, I mean, this is not a new concept, artificial intelligence. And, you know, we have Cortana and we have Alexa and, you know, we have these different things. But Amelia apparently is a new phase of artificial intelligence.
It kind of takes it to the next level, would you say?
Yeah, meant to interact like another human would. And their goal is to create... the virtual assistant that you can't even tell without looking at it whether or not it's a human.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I think
they're really advancing fast, right?
Yep.
So can we have some examples of this then? Or
Amelia, first of all, she just, I don't like her at all because she's way too perfectly pretty. Her makeup is always going to be perfect.
Oh, there's an actual Amelia.
That's yes.
Like a droid type thing?
Well, there's a picture of Amelia.
Okay.
So I suppose if you go on the internet and talk with her, she'll come up and it'll be her pretty face. And yeah, whatever, Amelia. So, and she's trying to take our jobs. I mean, come on. She could answer the phone and, you know, troubleshoot your computer problems with you.
So all you have to do is talk to Amelia.
Yep.
And ask her a question and she'll answer it.
Yep. And the newness of this is that she can learn, and she learns really fast, and she doesn't learn from people inputting information. She learns from gathering information and assimilating it to what she already knows, and she can learn from people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is this a picture of Amelia? You brought a picture
of
her.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, always put together.
She looks very businesslike.
She does, yes.
And pretty.
Yep. Speaks over, I think it said, 270 languages.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody should be able to interact with her, which is not something that the average human can provide as a service.
So who's developed Amelia? Who's doing this?
IPsoft.
IPsoft is behind it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's actually developed this. Is it actual or a robot? No.
It's artificial software.
Yeah. Artificial basically. Intelligence is software. So she doesn't physically exist.
So I saw some news stories over in Japan, I think it was, that they actually built this robot that looks very, very human and doing what we're talking about. So.
Yep. Yeah. That one was meant to more interact like a human. This one is meant to service things.
Yep. Solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Just like Alexa, but you're actually doing this over the phone?
Yeah, Alexa just repeats data.
Okay.
You know, she can give you facts, basically, mm-hmm. but she can't, like, learn and assimilate information from all the things that she learns.
Okay.
For example, it talked about, you know, if you start Amelia, if you know, she enters the workforce with you. So you've got humans and you've got these AI machines and they work together in an office.
Oh.
Okay. So when you ask Amelia a question, you know, she might get it right 15% of the time for starters, and then it'll go up to 40% after a couple months. And then after a couple more months, she'll be up to 65%.
Oh.
So she continually learns and gets better, just like we do at our jobs.
Yep. Store all that data then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And she can learn, you know, oh, this is how this person does it. I'm going to try that. I'm going to see if that is a good way to do it. And if it's the better way, then she'll integrate that into what she does. Wow. And, you know, the thing is you only have to tell her once, you know.
Jen, sounds like your job's in jeopardy.
Well, I was just thinking when my boss says it in that tone.
I didn't mean it like that. Come on.
This is really interesting. You know, now with the cars that drive themselves, that's kind of another subject.
Yeah, you heard about that Uber accident.
First fatality of a, what?
Self-driving car.
Yep.
Hit a lady pedestrian, I understood her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, really sad.
Yep, that's, it's a computer. I mean, it's going to make mistakes, so I don't know about what to think about that, but I just like somebody behind the wheel.
Yeah, but boy, you know, you see these futuristic movies, and so much of it is just coming true. And
yep, the Jetsons. Remember the Jetsons?
Yeah.
You guys are too young for the Jetsons.
Oh, I'm not too young for the Jetsons.
I won't say anything.
Okay. So what's your thoughts on this, Jen, with this? What's the lady's name? I forget her name already.
Amelia Earhart.
Oh, okay.
Yep, a pioneer of technology, basically, is what they were going for.
Ooh, okay.
And I think it could be exciting in some ways. You know, if it can help solve workplace problems or anything like that. It does make me uncomfortable if you say, call a call center. It's so frustrating trying to talk to an automated system. And they claim it's better, but how do you get to someone who will understand you if she's not?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that's, you know, what they're setting these up for is so that it can cost less. Because Amelia, well, I mean, she's just going to have that cost of the software, but it's not an ongoing cost.
Yep. You made up a good point there, Jen. You know, a lot of times you make a phone call and all you do is get automatic directions. You know, press this, press that, press this, press that, go there, go here. And you never get to talk somebody live.
You know, though, I have been on chat sessions with computers.
You have?
I have. And it says, you know, type in your question, and I type it in, and then it would say, you know, which Windows product do you have, Windows 10 or Windows, and I say Windows 10, and they say, okay, try this, and they give me links of things I can try. And it has helped me quite often. They've been able to get me to the right place, and that kind of creeped me out. I mean, you know, I guess I'm, is it okay? Is it good that technology has taken over people's jobs? They say it's so that people can do the more creative things, you know. Okay. Where computers can do the mundane tasks that don't take creativity.
Oh, I see.
And people can be freed up to do the more creative things. But not everybody's creative.
No, not everybody is. And I actually worked in a call center for over a year.
Oh, you did?
I did. Okay. And so I can see how areas it would be helpful and not. Like when accepting a payment, if you can free up a person to not have to accept that payment and they can do something else, that's great. But some people don't know which number is their routing number and which number is their checking number. And how many times will they have to mess this up before the computer corrects them? Whereas a person will tell you right away which is which.
Yeah. Right.
Good point. Yeah, right. That's interesting.
So here was another interesting part on that. They have something called the Turing test. And there was this chat box named Eugene, okay? And he was able to, he being this AI, artificial intelligence computer, was able to convince one third of the people that he was a real 13-year-old boy.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow, that's something.
On a computer chat session, he was able to convince one third of the people that he was real.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I feel uncomfortable about all this, though. I'm with you, Jen.
Yep, it'll be a while before they can take our jobs, but you just never know what's coming.
Yeah.
Well, and something else that they say is that, you know, part of it is that they're leaning towards having a companion, like an older person who's lonely can go online and chat with this.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
Artificial intelligence, and it will react like a person would react and give them companionship. That's kind of weird, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can go. Yeah, it is. Kind of a lot of different ways you can go with this.
Absolutely.
So what was the AI, what does it stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Okay, artificial intelligence.
Just some interesting thoughts.
All right, good job. Jen, thanks for coming in.
Yep, thanks for having us.
I learned something today.
That's good.
And what did you learn today?
That she better look out for her job?
No.
Yeah. If you call and it's Amelia on the phone, then you know you can feel bad for Jen. No, nobody can replace Jen.
Amelia can't smile at you when you come in the store.
Absolutely.
Good point, Jen. And why don't you tell our listeners, where is that store?
Well, we're right on Main Street, Madison, Paul. And our number there is 320-698-4747. And in Milbank, we're on Highway 12. Our number there is 605-438-4747. And you could get Becky or Jen when you call either number.
But we're both very friendly.
Absolutely.
And good smiles, right?
Exactly, right. Yes.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Teresa. Good
show.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Teresa Whitty and Jen Neiflot with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.